One man, one mission. You know, the world haven't exactly been running as we know it. Sure, times can be better, but wishful thinking won't get it there. So stop what you're doing, and let's take this ride. It's time. To rediscover.
Hey. Welcome to the Rediscover Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Papers. Look, man. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, happy Love Day. Oh, are you going to get lucky tonight? Are you going to do the do? Ah, look at you blushing. You've been waiting for this moment. You know, out of 365 days in a year, oh, just this one day, I just show my love way more than other days. Stupid. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm bitter. I might just be. I'm bitter. Or maybe, possibly, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I just see shit differently. Oh, forgive me. Now, by all means, celebrate this day. Go get your lady roses, you know. Hey, ladies, pop on that lingerie for your man. Oh, baby. Yeah, some baby-making shit's gonna happen tonight. Some biblical shit is bound to go down. And in some bedrooms, you know, all across the, I think, I would like to believe the world. You know, it's Love Day, everybody. But, happy V-Day to everybody. Am I bitter? I think I might just be a little bitter. I can be vulnerable and man enough to at least acknowledge that, yo, fuck today. You know, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just silly. Even when I was in relationships during this time, it was just draining. I'm already, you know, not to complain, I don't want to come off complaining, but look, ladies, I'm already busting my ass to keep you happy. Now I got to go out the goddamn way of the regular scheduled programming and get you this big-ass teddy bear that you don't even acknowledge after, like, I say, 4 or 5 days. You probably don't give a shit about that bear. Ladies, you got to understand, I love you. All right. I love you, but I do not. I mean, me personally, I really feel if you have to prove your love through your wallet, like if your lady only accept the fact that, hey, you didn't spend this much. I'm glitching. You didn't spend this much money on me. Therefore, you don't love me. Like, I really believe when money become a driving factor in anything, politics, fucking entertainment, in anything, corruption ensues, man. That's just, and I'm not saying people are corrupt out here. Yeah, you might be a little corrupt. Ever since 2020, the world shifted into something darker. I can't explain it, but I know you guys feel it too. I know you feel it. But no, let's like I was saying, man, is I really truly feel when money is involved and the leading factor, all genuine, like all that genuine shit goes out the window. I'm not just accusing you, ladies. I'm not just accusing you, but let's be real here. V-Day is all about the dude doing the absolute most to try to get some cheeks. Let's just be real. Let's be real here. And some people are lucky, especially if you're in a relationship. I think it's like pretty standard, right, at this point. But if you're not in a relationship, you're dating somebody, and you're like, yo, I'm about to buy 1,000 roses, big-ass teddy bears. I'm going to get some cards, chocolates, I'm going to do all this shit, and you still don't get lucky. I mean, come on, like, wouldn't that set you aback? Like, wouldn't that turn you into me? Oh, I had my simping days, I'll admit it. Simping my ass off. But I broke that goddamn door. I didn't break the door. I sealed the door shut. I bolted it. And I found, like Rick and Morty, I found a fucking teleporter. I teleported that door to another realm. Fuck that. If the effort's not reciprocated in some way, shape, or form, for me personally, I'm cool. I'm not about to go out my way and buy you all this shit. Especially if we're just, like, talking. Man, look, I don't want to sound like an ass, so I'm not trying to ruin V-Day. Happy V-Day, everybody. But to drive that point home, like I was saying, if somebody loved you through your wallet, bro, just give it up. I mean, if you know what you sign up for, you should have no complaints, right? You should have no complaints. You should, you know, roll with the punches and you'll be happy, right? But just be careful out there, folks. Men and women. Just people are so weird nowadays. You got to be careful for real. But it looks like some of you fuckers might not even get lucky at all. If you don't drive, you might be fucked. We're going to talk about that later. But I know it's Love Day. I know it's Love Day. It's V-Day. Shout out to my brother, Rich Fire. Happy B-Day, brother. For those who do not know Rich Fire, that is the deep voice you hear in the beginning of the intro. It's time to rediscover. That's my brother right there. He do voiceovers, so definitely feel free to contact him. Hit him up. Rich Fire. You know what? I'm going to grab his email. I'm going to plug him in. So if you're looking for voiceovers, by all means. And may I suggest, if you do not have Audible, the book app, he's actually on Audible as well. He narrated a few joints on there, which is, by all means, fire. I mean, no pun intended, right? Rich Fire. The books was fire. Look, all I'm saying, show my brother some love on Audible. You can find him on Fiverr. You can find Fire on Fiverr. Yeah, happy B-Day, brother. I love you and appreciate you. And if you haven't heard, I'm proud of you. Everything you accomplish, from Shakira and the family, to having a strong woman by your side, beautiful children, aspiration, family-oriented goal, like that right there, I kid you not, I look at my brother and he's the blueprint of what I want a family to be. He's the exact blueprint, you know? Not to say, you know, I can go deep into the shit, folks. See, this podcast took a dark turn, man. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm about to over-explain some shit, but I'm not going to even get into that. Like I said, happy B-Day to you, bro. I love you and appreciate you. And I know, aside from your B-Day, it is Love Day. It is Love Day, folks. But I want to talk about horror. What? Horror? Yeah, horror. I get it. I know. Wait, this shit don't even make sense. I'm just sitting here thinking that all these horror movies. Do you think some of these killers, I mean, aside from being just crazy, do you think some of them, like, they just went into the dark side because they got dumped or rejected on Valentine's Day as a kid or something? That sucks, right? Hey, look. All I'm saying. But there's a way to prevent all of that. Not if you're a kid, but if you're like an adult, and you're like, well, man, nobody can love me. I just want to be loved. I just want to have love. I just want to make love. And I have a solution for that. And it rhymes with Constitution. Okay, but anywho, right? But, yo, you ever think they just needed some love? I mean, of course they did, like Michael Myers. Of course they needed some love, but, like, Jason, for example, I know he was not the most charming fellow in the whole class, right? But do you think he would have turned out differently if... Well, duh, right? I mean, I can't even speak of Jason. Like, he was a little boy when he drowned and started slaughtering people as a grown-ass man. I don't get it. I still sometimes just, like, just that whole concept is weird. But, alright. I'll roll with it, right? A grown, buff-ass motherfucker, too. He's not your average slasher. This dude is just, like, if you ever watch wrestling, picture Kane in the WWE. Just like, yeah, I forgot the movie name, but he was like bald and he was a slasher or whatever, right? But that's a big guy, yo. That's a big dude. You probably hear my lighter going off. It is. I'm over here about to light candles and, you know, take flight. Anywho. Maybe they just needed love, yo. Not to say, all right, maybe I just sound like an idiot. And which, by all means, you got it. You're right. Correct. I probably do sound like an idiot. Because now I'm thinking about it. So many people, Michael Myers, for sure, if he had love. If he had love, he, like, especially the remakes, right? If he loved just a little bit more, I think that could have been way preventable. That could have been prevented, way preventable. That's just like, yeah, man, I sound like an idiot. I thought I was on to something. I mean, I still have questions, right? Yeah. I mean, I still have questions. These slashes is just... Ash Wednesdays. Hey, you know, I'm so ignorant. I kind of want to look up Ash Wednesday. Yeah, it is Wednesday, right? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But, all right, look, man. All I was saying, right, the lack of support from the bad guy's side, how come no one asked if he was okay? Obviously, he's not. Obviously, he's not. If he's dealing, are you dealing with childhood trauma? Oh, I hate that word. People always overuse it. If you disagree with anything, nowadays people are like, oh, you got to deal with your trauma, bro. Go heal yourself. It's so overrated. No, we just had a disagreement. Fuck, I got to stem with my childhood. See, you're angry, bro. You got to deal with your trauma. Anywho. Yeah, I'm just asking, like, dude, there's no reasoning with no horror movie killer, no slasher, and especially no monsters. They just gonna eat your ass up. But it's like, you don't think it, in some weird, twisted, sick way, will piss them off even more that you're running away? What if the motherfucker want to play patty cake? Not to say he play patty cake a little different with an axe and machete. Maybe that's his way of playing. You ever think about that? Now I sound like a psychopath. But his way of talking may be a little different, you know? I do give props to Dr. Samuel Loomis. If you don't know who that is, all right, that was the doctor in the Michael Myers, the Halloween films. He was trying to help this dude, man, for years, trying to help him since a little boy. I just don't get how these dudes grow up to be so huge. Like, what was he eating as opposed to everyone else? How he grow out of everyone? Like, so many questions. But Dr. Samuel Loomis, that guy was he was a hero, not Jamie Lee Curtis. She's the type to harm her own siblings. Oh, never mind. Wait. Yeah, we're not focusing on what Michael did. I sound crazy because Michael Myers slaughtered his whole family, damn near, right? But all right, serious. The questions I would have for every character, right? For every idiot on set, Do horror movies exist in your world? Right? Because if that's the case, how come we're following the same patterns here? I don't get it, right? I know you guys are like, what the fuck he's talking about? I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to drive it home. But if horror movies exist, why we keep doing the same shit? Oh, look, this one's going to run, going to trip, right? And get slaughtered. That one, this guy always got glasses, always get broken in the midst of chaos, right? He put them back on. He's blind. He can't see. Hear something behind him. It's the same shit. Is what I'm saying, right? Why, like, sir, do you not believe in context at this point? I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, we clearly see all the red flags. There's a big-ass sign that say no trespassing or else. Are we really going to ignore it? Just drive past it? We didn't see it? Did anyone else notice the instant darkness and random fog for whatever reason? Because it's summertime, so it's weird. It's hot outside. There's fog. What are we doing here, folks? Like, I mean, I get it. It's entertainment, but if we're going to dive into this world, right, if we're going to get engaged and indulge in these characters and we see their developments and all, I think I have the right to ask these goddamn questions, is what I'm saying. Because it makes no sense. It's the same shit. Essentially, what I'm saying, movies are predictable. Horror movies predictable, man. Very. But on the contrary. But look, like, the last question I would ask these people. Why did my black ass agree to travel with you? All of you clearly have the features of future dead people. What am I? I'm not the token black guy. I barely hang out with you guys. But you want me to tag along to some random woods, which, by the way, not to make it about race, but, you know, Patrice O'Neill, he said it best, man. If you're a white guy and you're walking in the black neighborhood at night, you see a couple of black dudes coming your way, cross the street, get the fuck out of there. Same with me, right? I love white people, right? I don't want you guys to be like, oh, he's a racist. But certain things I would avoid. Like, alright, ask yourself seriously. Would you stop at a gas station in the most dangerous neighborhood at night while 100 people outside? If you answered no, you're semi-correct. If you answered hell no, alright, you won the goddamn contest. Ding, 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 correct answer. I would avoid that shit. I'm cool, man, but my black ass in random woods, it's like you going to that gas station. Not saying something bad is bound to happen, but the hell with that, man. You avoid that shit, okay? Look, you heard it here. Avoid that shit. And by the way, I guess I got some more questions. Why did we drive this shitty car that mysteriously stalls out as you're trying to get away? Why is it always, it could be a new car, the killer may not even mess with the car, and the car, it just, I don't get it, bro. So many questions, man. So many questions. And speaking about questions of cars, right? What are you fuckers gonna do tonight if you can't hitch a ride from your friends? I'm pretty sure a majority of people that rely on Uber and all these different driving. I just think of Uber. I'm thinking of food right now. I'm thinking my fat ass thinking about DoorDash and Grubhub. But nah, what you guys gonna do when Lyft, Uber? I got the hiccups. Pardon me. What you gonna do when Lyft, Uber? You know what I mean? They went on strike, is what I'm saying, man. Well, let's get into it. Matter of fact, let's get into the story. Uber, Lyft, and Deliveroo Workers in the U.S. and U.K. plan a Valentine's Day strike. Jeez. So if you, basically, if you planned on getting lucky tonight, you know, if you don't got a ride, what are you going to ride your bike? Put your chocolate in your book bag. And if she get in the back of your bike, man, she's going to squish the chocolate. How are you going to present it to her? What you going to do, right? So if you don't have a car and you have to travel and you rely on Uber or Lyft, you're fucked. You might as well just go watch some corn, right? Ah, this ain't the fucking internet, right? We are on the internet, could I post on? Go watch some porn. We're adults here, right? Go get the lube. That's what I'm doing. I mean, shit, I'm single. Now I'm cool, but if you, if you plan on getting a ride from Uber or Lyft, yeah, good luck. Good luck. But anywho, this is CNN Business, so you know it's an official website. The article, Uber, Lyft, and Deliveroo workers in the U.S. and U.K. plan Valentine's Day strike, by Anna Kuban, COOBAN, Anna Kuban. All right, so you can read it for yourself. London, CNN. Thousands of drivers for rides, hailing service, and food delivery riders. Oh, so it's affecting food too. Shit. So if you thought you were getting your chocolates delivered. Anywho. Are planning to strike. In the U.S. and U.K. planning to strike on V-Day in disputes over pay and working conditions. In America, campaign groups Justice for App Workers said in a blog last week that drivers for Uber and Lyft, as well as riders for DoorDash, were sick of working 80 hours just to make ends meet. Damn. The group says it represents 130,000 drivers and delivery workers across the East Coast and Midwest. Wrote that as its members plan to stop giving rides to and from all airports in 10 cities, including Chicago, Miami, for 2 hours on Wednesday. Oh, so, all right, you guys still get lucky. It just depends what time they, okay. From 11, so that shit's already done for. We're still going to read it. Join Justice App for Workers from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, February 14th, as we demand changes from Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and all the app companies profiting off our hard work. The campaign group added, without providing details on strike action by DoorDash workers. Meanwhile, in the UK, a spokesman for a campaign group delivery job UK said more than 3,000 food delivery riders were suspected to strike for 5 hours on Wednesday. Shit. So if your hungry ass can't cook, you're done for, bro. So, yeah, that shit may still be going on. Riders participating in the strike are primarily Portuguese-speaking and work class across multiple platforms, including Uber Eats, Deliveroo, and Just Eats. Riders have seen their income drops in recent years as the company have cut the delivery fees they charge customers, the spokesman said. My bad. It just kicked in, if you know what I mean. I feel so relaxed. It's not that long, much long of a article. Our request is simple. We want fair compensation for the work we do. We are tired of being exploited, the UK group said in an Instagram post Sunday. Valentine's Day is a celebration of love, but it should not overshadow our struggle, it added. A spokesman for Uber Eats said the company offered riders flexibility to earn money when and where they choose. We know that the vast majority of couriers are satisfied with their experience on the app, and we regularly engage our couriers with couriers to look at how we can improve their experience, the spokesman added. A spokesman for Deliveroo also said the overwhelming majority, quote-unquote, of its riders was satisfied working for the company, and it offered riders insurance and sickness coverage amongst other benefits. We value dialogue with riders, which is why we have a voluntary partnership agreement with a trade union, which include annual discussions on pay. Also, wow. Yo, the world of Uber? I respect all those men, women, hardworking men and women. You know, 80 hours just to make ends meet. That's a lot of driving. That's a lot of sitting. You know, you're sitting down all day. You get home. I'm pretty sure you're mentally tired from dealing with so many different personalities all day, right? So you probably just go home and lay down. Eat and sleep and get up and do it all over. So much respect to you guys, for real. And the fact you all come together from different countries at that is incredible. So a spokesman for Just Eat said it took this writer's concerns extremely seriously, quote unquote. Our data shows that couriers delivering for Just Eat earn on average significantly, over both the London and national living wage for the time they are on an order, the spokesman noted. Oh my God. Almost done, y'all. My bad, I'm butchering the shit out this story. A spokesman for Lyft and the company was constantly working to improve the driver's experience and had recently introduced a minimum weekly earning guaranteed to ensure drivers will always take home at least 70% of riders' fare after external fees. I'm just reading what I want right now. That's not even dyslexia. I'm just like selective reading. Is that a real thing? Selective reading? Oh, I gotta look it up after this. DoorDash did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For years, workers in the gig economy work for digital platforms as contractors and so have fewer protection than they would as employees have agitated for better pay and working conditions with some success. In 2021, Uber recognized a labor union for the first time. The company said GMB, one of Britain's largest unions, was now able to represent up to 70,000 Uber drivers across the country. All right, that's it. Go read it for yourself, fuckers. I'm tired. Jeez. But essentially, man, that's I used to drive for Uber years ago. And when I say, you know, living where I was and driving to New York and can't pick up an order because I'm in New York, I have to drive all the way back, pay the tolls, all of that. It was kind of frustrating because it was like, bro, what did I make this trip for? I just paid all that shit back in tolls. So it didn't make much sense to me. And it could be rides 15 minutes away. It'll only be like $7 something. I even almost got scammed a few times for this is early in the days, right? This is early, way back. People had the presence of mind to try to change the location or cancel or whatever the case and still get the ride. So, I mean, I caught on. I wasn't with it. You give me $5, I'll take you wherever. Give me extra $5 because you're not about to have me drive an extra 10 minutes and not get paid for it. So I can only imagine the new rules and guidelines and policies that's in place now for these drivers, you know. And different companies, different policies. But if all these different drivers from these different companies come in together, I mean, it speaks in volume that something is going on. Am I wrong, or am I, you know, holler if you hear me. Nah, but seriously, I mean, something is happening if these people are all coming together and different countries at that and actually establish a working strike. You know, it's incredible, not only incredible to see, but it's also, I mean, you have to tip your hat. You have to, at this point, you have to lend your ear and hear out what's going on while these people are protesting. Shit, I mean, even back then, I knew the wages was shifty. But 2024, especially in the States, you know, inflation is a motherfucker, right? So I get it. People want to get paid for their hard work. But it's like, man, can I play like the objective hater, I guess, or have an objective point? I can, but it's kind of hard. I get it, inflation's here, but it do not make sense for the people upstairs just sitting back collecting should have like 20 times better living than the people that put in the groundwork, you know. If you ever seen the movie Ants, or is it A Bug's Life? I think it is Ants, with the grasshoppers. The grasshopper, I forgot the whole name of the characters, but the lead grasshopper said something very important, and I'm just going to paraphrase. Basically, he threw a whatever it was, acorn, or whatever it was, he threw it at another grasshopper. He was like, did that hurt? Grasshopper was like, no. All dumb. Then he dumped his whole stash of acorns, I think it was acorns, on that one grasshopper's, and basically said, yeah, one doesn't hurt, but if they all come together, you know. And that's what we're seeing right here with these drivers. They're all coming together, and you're more of a powerful voice, is what I'm saying, when you come together, as opposed to many different ideologies clashing. If you can come to a medium, come to common grounds, equal footing, I think, you know, the voice will eventually be heard, and it will be 10 times louder than those with different opinions clashing all the times. That's what I, you know, just how you young people say it, see, I'm already fucking up. IMO, in my opinion. I'm starting to learn all this shit. There's a new one out now. I just posted it. It's like, yo, if you're 30 and plus, you might want to check this list out. I got, well, it wasn't a list. It was just one. But I'm pretty sure we can find a list. But yeah, nah, kudos to the drivers for sticking together and really falling, you know, not falling out, but falling through with this strike. And I mean, it sucks for the customers. It sucks, right? But hey, that's a chance for your fat ass to get up, go do some exercise, right? Get on that bike and go drive a couple of blocks, right? So, I mean, you can be mad at the drivers, but if you listening or pay attention for understanding, you can put your shoes, your foot. See, I'm dyslexic as shit. You can put your foot in their shoes. And at least comprehend to why they're doing what they do. If you can't do that, if you just, oh, I'm not getting a ride, oh, I don't care, you know, I mean, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. So I get it. Much respect to those guys. And I'm just glad I don't have to rely on them. So if you're relying on them, I'm pretty sure the strike's over now, so you're good. But it's just, it's pretty cool to see different companies come together as one and, you know, really do some damage. I mean, we're going to see what happens in the future, but hopefully they're heard, you know. And they're not the only one going on strikes. Yo, if you don't know how to fly a plane, you might be fucked. Flight attendants hold picket signs and rallies in protest for new contracts and pay raises. Now, this is on CBSNews.com under the Money Watch category. And this article, I do not see a... I don't even see an author. Wait. Now it's just, there's no Arthur. No author. Author. Making sure. Oh, shit. Did I just get a... just got a notification from DoorDash. Oh, how you read these things again? Oh, they... It's like, yo, you got a coupon, bro, to get some flowers for your lady. I honestly thought it was like something retaining about the strike. But now they want you to buy some flowers. Well, you got a coupon, bro. You want to use it? It expires tomorrow. But flight attendants are not having it. They went to shits. They're not playing. All right, so three separate unions, again, three different entities coming together. Incredible. Three separate unions representing flight attendants at major U.S. airlines are picketing and holding rallies at 30 airports. Damn. On Tuesday, as they push for new contract and higher wages, the flight attendants are increasingly frustrated that pilots won huge pay raises last year while they continue to work for wages that in some cases have not increased in several years. I mean, the guy's flying a plane. If you could let go of that shit, you would not be here to collect your goddamn increase or checks to begin with. So, I mean, all right, let me just finish this before I pass judgment. They argued that they have not been rewarded for working through the pandemic and being responsible for the safety of passengers, which is true, which is very true. They are in charge of our safety and they do make sure, you know, put your seatbelt on. They definitely ensure your safety. Let me just read and then we come to a conclusion, right? They argue, I said that the unions are calling Tuesday protest a national day of action. It is not a strike. Oh, shit. They went to shit. I like this. Federal laws make it difficult for airline unions to conduct legal strikes, which can be delayed or blocked by federal mediators, the presidents of Congress. Oh. Blocked by federal mediators, the president of Congress, the president and Congress. Damn, I can't. What the fuck? Mediators have. Let me read that over. Federal laws make it difficult for airline unions to conduct legal strikes, which can be delayed or blocked by federal mediators, the president and Congress. Mediators have already turned down one request by flight attendants at American Airlines to begin a countdown to a strike. The union planned to ask again next month. We appreciate and respect our flight attendants' right to picket and understand that it is their way of telling us the importance of getting a contract done. And we hear them, American Airlines said in a statement Tuesday. Flight attendants remain the last group standing at the negotiation table with the Fort Worth, Texas-based airline. Pilots for American Airlines reached a new contract agreement in August, featuring the pay raise and bonuses. Soon after, in December, Americans reached an agreement with roughly 15,000 passenger service agents, the Dallas Morning News reported at the time. Oh, shit. I mean, shit, you got... Nah, let me finish it. Not that much more, folks. Tuesday protest was organized by the Association of Flight Attendants, the AFA, which represents crews at United Airlines and other carriers, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, the unions of crews at American, and the Transport Workers Union, which represents crews at Southwest of other airlines. United Airlines, in a statement Tuesday, said that its first negotiation session had been scheduled for March 19th by federal mediator requested by the AFA. We're looking forward to working with AFA to narrow the issues so that we can continue to work towards an industry-leading agreement for our flight attendants, the company said. Alaska Airlines, my dumb ass like, damn! Alaska Airlines said that its leadership and the AFA are continuing to bargain and meet with mediators, describing discussions as productive in a statement Tuesday. With 6 recent closed labor deals and a company tentative agreements reached in January for a new contract for our technicians, we're hopeful to do the same for our flight attendants as soon as possible, the airline said. Southwest Airlines said in a statement issued Tuesday, we reached an industry-leading... Did I say that word wrong before? Tentative. Yeah, now I said it right. Tentative agreement with TWU 556 in October 20. Go read that shit for yourself because I'm confused. Well, Charlie, if you read it, maybe you'll understand. Yeah, you're right. All right. We're reaching the industry-leading tentative agreement with TWU 556 in October 2023 and scheduled to meet next week with the union. It's an old article. Nigga said 2023. Nah, it's updated today. I'm confused. Scheduled to meet next week with the Union and National Medication Board to continue working towards an agreement that benefits our flight attendants in Southwest. Transport Workers Union Local 556, the union representing Southwest Airlines flight attendants, overwhelmingly rejected a proposed contract agreement by the airline in December. Damn. So they said, hell no, we won't go. All right. I'm going to have to read up some more on this topic. But, I think it is dope. I mean, you got to really think about it. Put yourself in the flight attendant shoes. Are there really a lot of stories of the pilot coming out and they're like, hey, you're being unruly? And this and that and the third. It's usually flight attendants, right? They're literally on the front line. They're like the ants, right? They're like the drivers of Uber. They're on the front lines of this shit, and they're taking the most shit. And the people, I mean, I get it. Granted, like I said before, the pilot is definitely responsible for all your lives. Because if he decided, you know what, do some Denzel shit and drink on the job and hit a church and all this extra shit, you know, bruh, you got to give that man props. Not saying Denzel, I'm not saying go out there and drink and fly. That shit's crazy. That is wild. But I'm saying the people that's really in charge of the flight attendant and passenger safety, I mean, I would get it. But to be on the front lines and have to deal with unruly people on a daily, that can take a toll. And on top of that, you're not getting compensated for it. You're not getting paid what you believe is true or fair. You know, yeah, I again, I really do applaud them for coming together. And it's not like, you know, they're not trying to help. They just haven't come to an agreeable contract, from my understanding. You know, they rejecting deals. They still negotiating deals. So, I mean, don't call it a strike. Call it a course of action. All right. Since you want to decline, this is what I'm getting from it. IMO. Since you want to decline our offers, since you do not want to pay, since you're still looking for equal footing, you know, we're just not going to do our thing. We're going to let you know your time is almost up. That's what I'm getting from this. Yeah, you can always hire more people to become flight attendants, but do you really want a whole crew of new attendants under the pressure of unruly people? To and wherever they coming from? I know, I think you would want some leadership and some vets in the field to coach the little cubs. But that's all I got for that one, folks. That's all I got for that. It's like, honestly, you got to put yourself in other people's shoes, man. Try to understand. I'm really trying to understand people better, which is why I picked up the book, The Laws, damn it. See? No, did I freaking, I just read the summary, all right? So, yeah, I'm going to expose myself before you do it for me. I love books. But I just haven't finished this current book. I can't do too many books at once. I can barely read. You hear me? I'm struggling. And you think I can pick up different books or different? Nah. But The Laws of... I was right. The Laws of Human Nature by the same author, Robert Greene. The same author of The 48 Laws of Power. So I'm trying to understand people better. Believe me, folks, I am. Do I still want to deal with people? Hell no. I'd rather just do my thing. But we have to interact with each other, so it's only right. Let me try to understand you before I just write you off. But hey, I talked your ears off long enough. I'm pretty sure the strike's over, so if you're going to go get lucky, go get lucky. Be sure to strap up if you do not wish to take care of responsibilities. All right? And yeah, as always, you guys take care. It's been real. It's your boy, Charlie Papers. Happy B-Day to my brother again, Rich Fire. I love you, bro. You all take care. Until next time. Papers, wait. Whoa. Whew. That's how you know this shit turned. It took a deep, dark turn. With that being said, hey, do I even remember it? Yes, I do. With that being said, everybody, remain humbled. Stay blessed. Oh, shit. I almost forgot it. Do not throw away your shot. And as always, remember to keep rocking your beautiful smile. It's your boy, Charlie Papers, Rediscover Podcast. Until next time, fuckers. Papers out. And I know you people gonna give me shit. Oh, where you been, Charlie? You been like... Dude, I'm gonna do a podcast one every month. So you're gonna get 12 podcasts a year. How about that? How you like those apples? Now, let me shut up. Let me get out of here. Hey, it's been real, folks. I do appreciate and love you guys. And thank you for tuning in with my...